Attention all shoppers. Attention all shoppers.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to Tuesday. This is your NeedCoffee.com podcast. For the Need Coffee Heads Up, I am Widget Walls, your not-so-esteemed host. So basically, for those of you who are still getting used to this, like myself, this is where we will take you through all the stuff that that we've received so far that that is coming out new, brand new, this week, so you know what to go spend your hard-earned coin on. And following hard upon the podcast, we'll have cover art for everything and links to Amazon so that when you decide to buy this stuff, you can buy it through us because we get kickbacks. We're not proud. We ask you straight up to we're whoring, but we're whoring ourselves and we're upfront about it. So I think that's what makes us stand out. The first thing I wanted to bring to your attention is from Pocketbooks. The man was just recently roasted, which I haven't seen the entire program, but I've seen the bits that were quote-unquote leaked onto YouTube and other sites, and damn, that looked like a freak show. Yes, it's Bill Shatner's new book that he wrote with Judith and Garfield Reeve Stevens, his new Trek book, Captain's Glory. And I have not read this. I am going to leave that honor to Scott C., and I can hear him wailing and moaning right now, but he'll get over it. Basically, as I understand this, this looks to be part of a trilogy, and it honestly looks like, I don't know, the Star Trek equivalent of, you know, the, what is that song, The Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny or something like that? I mean, you've got Jean-Luc Picard in here and Riker, and you've got Janeway, and you've got, you know, the original cast. And what's funny, though, is I'm looking at the information that was sent, and Deep Space Nine I don't think is covered. So I don't know if Bill's got something against Deep Space Nine or not, but, I mean, it just it's basically got everything but the kitchen sink in here. So here's my favorite part, reading off of the back flap here. But how can Kirk fight an enemy whose greatest weapon is love? What a line to talk about with Kirk, right? So, yeah, fascinating. And apparently this is an enemy that, let's see. Tell me this isn't written by Shatner. Twice before, the antagonist, the whatever, the alien force is called the Totality, and he's faced it twice before. Both times it took the beguiling form of Norinda, an irresistible alien who becomes the woman each person she meets most desperately desires. So, yeah, that's totally a Shatner book. That's freaking hysterical. So, Scott, I hope you enjoy this. This will be in your next shipment. So we've got that for you. Next up from the BBC, we've got The Worst Week of My Life, the complete first season, Series 1, which has 7 episodes on it. And I think anyone... First of all, it's the BBC, so we're pleased about that, but it deals with marriage, and there's no end to hilarity that one can get out of marriage, especially if you've got Sarah Alexander from Coupling and Ben Miller in this as well. And this is one disc, comes with 7 episodes, has outtakes and interviews with the cast and writers, and we just got this in. I have not had a chance to look at it yet, but it's the BBC, and it's the Brits, and they can pretty much do anything. I mean, for God's sake, they made a funny zombie movie that worked. Who knew? Let's see. What else have we got? Ah, yes. Brentwood. Folks at Brentwood BCI are putting out... they're mining what I guess you could call all of the animation bits that some of these I hadn't even heard of before. Now, Black Star, they've released a complete series of Black Star, and I had heard of this. this fun with Filmation, basically. And so you've got 13 episodes on here. I remember this. It's dude who had the gigantic, I guess these days we would refer to it as enormous bling, right? But he's got the giant necklace on with the half sword and flies on the dragon and stuff. You're nodding your head, I'm sure. But yeah, I remembered this dude. But basically, it's the old normal guy gets sucked into space and becomes, it's kind of like Buck Rogers, but with strange pink dwarves and swords and stuff. But basically, you've got interviews with creators, you've got a documentary on Filmation, you've got two audio commentaries on episodes, image galleries, and scripts for all 13 episodes. So the good news is, for fans of the series, they're going to eat that up. Now, I did not, I don't even recognize this one. I will be perfectly up front with you about this. Is that apparently this is Space Sentinels, the complete series of Space Sentinels, and the complete series of Freedom Force. And apparently you've got well, it's two complete series, and one of these had Isis on it. I don't know if I would assume it's the same Isis that had her own series. I have no idea. This is so bizarre. It's so weird to see an actual, you know, an actual cartoon from back in the day that you don't even recognize. This is wild. So there's two complete series on here. One is 13 episodes, Space Sentinels, and Freedom Force is 5 episodes. And Space Sentinels, the team is comprised of Hercules, Astra, Astraea, something like that, and Mercury. And then you've got the Freedom Force, which is Hercules and Merlin. Sinbad, okay, and he's animated, so they don't have to worry about stop motion beasts. Super Samurai and Isis. So 18 episodes on here. You've got interviews with both the creators of both series. The Magic of Filmation documentary, which I assume is probably the same documentary as the other one. Model Sheet Gallery. You've got the let's see. Oh, the series pitch. You've got live action test footage for Young Sentinels series. Oh my, I'm sure that would be fun to watch. You've got scripts for all the episodes. So that is so bizarre. I'm sorry, I'm thrown by the fact that there's a cartoon that I don't know about from back in the day. When was this? While I'm just looking this up, 1977 to 78. Well, I was 5. Who knew? So anyway, so that's out from Brentwood, BCI. Also, there is Buena Vista slash Disney has got a new DVD out of the Little Einsteins, the Mission Celebration, which, if you have kids, you will appreciate. T will be getting this one, and I'm sure he'll be pleased with it. But basically, it's from the Little Einsteins series, and it's got the premiere episode, it's got games on it and such, but the favorite thing that T swears by is, of course, the fast play, where you just stick it in and it will boot right up, I guess you could say, and starts playing. So your kid can put it in quite easily, and you can put it in, and I'm sure it probably has the repeat play thing as well, where it can just go and go and go. So parents will be pleased with that. Now, coming up from Fox, there's the new Lindsay Lohan film, which it looks like did have a theatrical release, where she's playing this young girl in Manhattan who has the best luck of anyone, and then kisses some guy, and they trade luck, and suddenly she's got bad luck and he's got good luck. So basically, it's kind of like Freaky Friday with a guy and involves luck instead of consciousness. Wow, that was weird. I just went right for that, didn't I? Anyway, so there's that. Probably no doubt for the young girl demographic that we've talked about before, that can be fickle but can be powerful when courted properly. Comes with deleted and extended scenes, comes with a featurette and a behind-the-scenes featurette on the band McFly, which strangely I've heard of. So that's that. Then there is Fat Girls, and this is Fat, Phat, and Girls with a Z, which, you know, not just because I'm an English major, but that kind of makes me wonder about it. But this comes out from Fox today. It stars Monique, and you know, it sounds like it's got a good message anyway. Is this Monique, who is not a small person, is having to come to grips with her own, you know, dealing with being not a small person, and trying to see if she can like herself enough to allow some guy to be in love with her. So there's that. It comes with a director's commentary, has an extended version with deleted and alternate scenes. They also come with commentary. Comes with a featurette, a video diary, and a tribute to the producer. So if that sounds like your thing, or you're a fan of Monique, then you might want to check that out from Fox. Heart Sharp has got When Do We Eat, which is going for a very particular tie-in to another film. We can say that because the tagline, which I actually thought was for a second there, a subtitle, is My Big Fat Jewish Seder, okay? But the title is actually When Do We Eat? It's just When Do We Eat? It's Michael Lerner, Leslie Ann Warren, Jack Klugman's in this, who I haven't seen in a while. But this comes out from Heart Sharp. And basically, it's about a guy who does, you know, the fastest Seder in the West, I guess you could say. Well, damn, it says that on the back. I should be writing ad copy. He gets slipped some ecstasy at the beginning of the evening, and hijinks ensue. This comes with deleted scenes, behind-the-scenes stuff, the auditions, a commentary with the director, and more. So that comes out from Heart Sharp. Monterey Media has got Under the Biltmore Clock, which is an adaptation of F. Scott Fitzgerald's good Lord, that shouldn't be a mouthful. F. Scott Fitzgerald's Myra Meets His Family. This stars Sean Young. And this is from actually 1986, and it's an American Playhouse production. Monterey Media has also got Who Am I This Time, which is interesting in that, I mean, you can just, I mean, bare bones, but check out who's involved. It's written by Kurt Vonnegut Jr. It's directed by Jonathan Demme, and it stars Christopher Walken and Susan Sarandon. So, well, damn. And basically, Christopher Walken plays this guy who is extremely shy, but he's in a small town, and he's always the theatrical lead in the community theater type things. And then he's able to come out of his shell and be someone because it's not him. I can relate to that a little bit. So anyway, that's worth checking out for the cast alone. Okay, we come to Panic House, and they are great at bringing stuff over from Asia and stuff that you probably wouldn't see without them. And whenever they can, they stack these things with features. But this is Blind Beast versus Killer Dwarf, probably the most fucked up title you will hear this year. And from what I can tell, just so you know, it wasn't like there was a Blind Beast franchise and a Killer Dwarf franchise, and they decided to combine the two, kind of like Aliens versus Predator. From what I can tell, that wasn't what was happening here. But it's from the director, the guy who did the Pinky Violence films. And there's lots of naked flesh and blood and deformed people and chaos. So what more could you ask for? Comes with a behind-the-scenes documentary and bios and such. They also have coming out Screwed, which is... got a quote from Quentin Tarantino on the front. What? See, they love these titles. They're great titles. Screwed. And this is Turo Ishii, who is the same guy with the Blind Beast Killer Dwarf. And from what I can tell, it's basically based on some screwed up some manga. So, you know, I'm sure Dendrane can tell us more about this. But it's got the star of Ichi the Killer, which we've talked about on the site before. It's based on manga by, and you know how I am with names, Yoshiharu Tsugi, I think. That's right. And like I said, it's from the director Turuo Ishii. And it comes with still galleries and bios and such, and a virtual comic book. So there is that. So you too can experience the craziness of the manga. Coming out from Ronin Entertainment, we have the Sonny Chiba Action Pack. Well, it is Sonny Chiba, and it comes with three films. Virus, Golga 13, and Bullet Train, and that is on, I believe that's on one disc, but that comes out from Ronin Entertainment. Bare bones, but for basically $24, it's $8 a shot, and I'm opening it here, and, oh, we've got three discs. Wow, That's impressive. So yes, three discs, one disc for each film, $8 a shot for Sonny Chiba. Coming in from Universal, Conviction, the complete series, which I was not a big fan of, I must admit. I saw the premiere episode, and I couldn't believe that Trial by Jury went away and this was around, but it wasn't around for very long, which is sad because it's got Eric Balfour in it, who I actually like. But it just, I don't know, just was trying too much to be the, I don't know, I don't want to say the OC type of thing, but it kind of moved away from Law and Order into, I mean, Law and Order is on the cusp of being a soap opera anyway, just for, you know, from the way it's set up. I mean, they basically, it's a soap opera without large amounts of character development. It's a soap opera. It's an exploded soap opera. There's a way to think about it, because you've got characters and they go through things, but it's done in such a way that you can sit down and enjoy any episode from almost any of the series, from any of the years that it was on, and you'll be fine. You won't be wondering what's going on, what like this. And this just seemed to be two young, you know, yuppie lawyers in love, hormones type of, I don't know, just wasn't my thing. If it is your thing, you can check out all 13 episodes here, and it's got profiles of all the characters. So, again, I was glad to see Eric Balfour working, but what else can I say beyond that? I am excited, though, about season two of House hitting DVD. Huge fans of this show, and of course we gave Hugh Laurie the Chazzy for it. But you've got all 24 episodes across six discs, and blooper reel and alternate takes, and commentaries. So if you have not watched House, you really should, but start with the first season, because it's again a little like Law and Order in that the setup's pretty much the same with each episode, but the characters do progress as a season goes on, but not so much that you get lost if you miss anything. And lastly, from Universal, we've got This Island Earth, which is being re-released, but still no Uber Mongo edition. We've got still bare bones here, but it is, after all, This Island Earth, so what can you do about that? Warner Brothers has Invasion, the complete series, and another attempt at getting some sci-fi out there, and it apparently didn't work, since it is, after all, the complete series. I'm not sure how much of the fact that it's supposed to take place in the wake of a hurricane had anything to do with that. But basically, you've got all 22 episodes on here, and it does come with some missing scenes and a Sean Cassidy featurette, since he is the creator of the show, and a gag reel. So that's it for fans of the series. We also have Saving Shiloh, which, again, trilogies. Everyone's all about trilogies, right? And we'd reviewed the first two versions of this, and it looks like, from what I can tell, Gerald McRaney is taking the place of Michael Moriarty as the dad, from what I can tell. They're cute. They're inoffensive. If you've got kids, they're good. If you like dogs, they're good. Hopefully they've actually... does it have a running time? 90 minutes. Hopefully they haven't padded that with... I just remember the last one I saw, it just seemed to have like 20 minutes of nothing but the kid rolling around with the dog like licking his face. Kind of like, ha ha ha, this is fun. And it was like, well, it might be fun, but it's really boring to watch. But I mean, like I said, it's for kids, so what are you going to do? So that's out from Warner Brothers. And that's it. That's everything that we've got, that we know of, that we wanted to make you aware of. We'll be putting up cover art a little later in the day that you can click on, marvel at, look at. It's only so much you can do with cover art. I'm sorry. But whatever it is there is to do, I'm sure you'll be doing it. So, as always, send your feedback to WoodSucks at needcoffee.com. Let me know what you think. And if nothing else, we will talk to you on Friday morning when we come out with the weekend recommendations. Talk to you soon. Be good.